Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Just a few bits of housekeeping before we head into it. So the live shows for Melbourne are on sale. So if you want to go to joshearl.com.au, head there now, get yourself some tickets. Shows start September 16, 4 p.m. at the Catfish here in Melbourne. Tickets, if you pre-book them, are $15. You can come to the whole season for $75. That's seven shows for the price of five. Or you can just try your luck on the day. Not that there's that many tickets left, so they're going to be $20 on the day. So how it works is there'll be the podcast at the top of the show, then a bit of a break, and then we're going to come back and we'll do a bit of a stand-up show as well. That will be lots and lots of fun. So that's from September 16, every Sunday, going into October 28, 4 p.m. at the Catfish. So go to joshearl.com.au/gigs and get yourself some of those sweet, sweet tickets. Hey, also, you can support the show by becoming a member of the Patreon. Yeah, that's right. You can go to patreon.com/dykwia and be, get some bonus tent. Yeah, get some bonus content. That's right. And so if you are listening to this the day it comes out and you're a Patreon subscriber of the right tier, you'll get a brand new show that only you guys get to hear. Thanks, guys. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I found out I share my name with a guy who runs a Facebook page called Josh Plays Terrible Games, where he plays bad video games, and people watch him. And I thought I was wasting my life with a podcast.
This is actually you.
Yeah. Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with the recently departed publicist of Jimi Hendrix, Sly and the Family Stone, and Frank Zappa. But the one we have here is from the Phone Hacks podcast. Please welcome to the podcast, it's Mike Goldstein.
Hello. Yes.
So give me those again, the recently departed.
He was the publicist for Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
When he was alive.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Yep.
When he was alive. And Sly and the Family Stone.
Okay, publicist.
Yeah.
Because every other time, you know, it's always an accountant or a lawyer.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I found someone else. But yeah, multimillionaire, this guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So still on brand.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with a principal in Western Australia, a barista in a Starbucks in Brisbane, and a UK amusement park manager. But the one we have here is the king of comedy. It's Ben Lomas.
Yes. Wow, principal. I could do that.
Principal in WA.
Yeah.
And a barista, you could do that too.
Yeah, I did a show about it in 2013. Sold out. Don't want to talk about it.
And I'm sure you could fucking tell kids when their Dodgem rides are over. Like, that's an amusing park manager.
I'd like to do that. I reckon I'm up for a new job. Anyway, I'm trying to get out of comedy.
And just get around more kids.
How do you find the barista? You just obviously put in Ben Lomas, Facebook, and then this guy's listed barista?
On LinkedIn.
Oh, LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's gonna be my fake LinkedIn profile, though.
It was in Brisbane.
Nah, I've never
Starbucks.
What fucking barista's like, I gotta get on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Man, it's upwardly mobile barista.
Got a network.
No, but some of them get paid a decent amount of cash now. Like, if you can make a decent coffee.
Yeah.
Not okay. In Starbucks, you're not getting... you're
getting all... Valid point.
All right. Also joining us is a first timer to the podcast, whose IMDb star meter... I've got bad news for you. It dropped 293,000 spots this week alone. Please welcome comedian Nat Demeanor.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. 200, how many?
293,000 spots you dropped just this week.
Jesus.
You got to get up there, mate.
Yeah.
What were you in?
You were in...
I think it was two things.
Playing yourself, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the Comedy Zone video they did with Channel 31.
Right.
And I don't know what the other thing is.
Were you in Raw Comedy?
Nah.
There's something else.
Crime Stoppers?
And finally, is a man who is the first guest I've ever had to have a very current and comprehensive LinkedIn page.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Which mm-hmm. says that he's experiencing not only Drupal, but also Squiz Matrix.
Oh, baby.
From the Filthy Casuals podcast, it's Ben Vanell.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys. Don't ask me what those things are.
Drupal.
What is Drupal?
That's a computer thing.
And what was the other one? Squiz Master?
Yeah, that's a porn thing.
They both sound like erection-like stuff.
Yeah.
Drupal's limp. Yeah. Squiz Master is completion.
It's going on early.
It's actually the Squiz Matrix.
Oh, Squiz Matrix.
So it happens in slow motion.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Very good.
All right, our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I'll read out a status update by one of you four, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point, meaning if it's yours, you can't buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Although your last name's Ben's, are your buzzers? Okay. Your first update is this one. When you start dating someone new, go on like an old photo of them with their ex. They say you don't really know someone until your first fight.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Nat.
No, that was Ben Vanell. Damn. Yeah, Ben Vanell. Yeah. Speaking of exes, nah. All right, question two. This is a bit of an act out. Me. Good. There is just one other person ahead of me in line today at the bank. Other person walks up to the only teller. What is money?
Vanell.
Yes, Vanell.
Goldstein?
You are correct, yes. Yes. Another point there for Ben. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Classic Goldstein.
Yeah. I can hear it in his voice. Yeah. It was
like
classic.
On stage with his dad.
Yeah. You know, Jews and their banks.
Oh, dear. Question three. The boiling point for cum is 69 degrees. Who needs 280 characters?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Nat.
You are correct. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was too enthralled to guess. I know. That was fucking great.
I was waiting for more.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, boiling point for cum. Yeah. What was the Google search?
No, it was just the...
A fact, you knew?
Yeah, no, it was just...
It's just a make them up.
Yeah. Oh, 69 cool. degrees, come on.
Or was it the documentary you did on IMDb?
No, I was just really pissed off that everybody was taking advantage of the 280 mm-hmm. characters.
Ah, right,
so I was
right.
You don't need it.
True.
Just wanted to prove them wrong.
Good work. Making
brevity.
Difference.
Yeah. One cum joke at a time.
Question four. Eddie Vedder's full name is Edward Vedder.
Mike.
Yes, Mike Goldstein.
Vernell.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Boy, that's from the other day. Yeah. From yesterday.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Thank you.
Did it take off?
No, I deserved more. Yeah. Deserved a lot more.
Go back, listeners. Go back and retweet this.
Yeah.
At Ben Vernell.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed that it didn't get more?
I think I'm used to it now.
Sometimes you know, like, before you click send tweet, you can tell preemptively, this deserves more.
Yeah,
sure.
No, it's not.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
When I tweet. Oh.
I've had a couple where I'm like, this is going to go well, mm-hmm. and then nothing.
Oh, the ones you expect to go well never get the traction you want.
There was one recently where Trump was saying, I like Mike. Like, he was bagging out LeBron James and saying, I like Michael Jordan. And so I got a picture of Michael Jordan when he was sporting the Hitler mo. I went, I wonder why he likes him.
Nice.
Thinking this will be great.
Yeah, well thought out.
Two retweets, that was about it. Disappointing.
Shame.
It's almost like Trump lives to fight another day. Question five. Parts of children's skulls fall out of their mouths and we tell them to hide it under their pillows so a supernatural being can sneak in and bite off them in their sleep. That's fucked up.
Ben.
Yes, Ben Lomas.
There you go, Mike.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Lomas.
Lomas is good at this.
Yeah. He's always on Twitter, Lomas.
Oh, I can't stop retweeting hashtag yep.
Oh, God.
You've never sounded more like a fucking dad.
I know.
All right, it's Principal funny. Lomas.
You are a dad, though. Have your kids lost any teeth yet?
No. Oh, shit, that comes along.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Four. When did they start losing it?
About five or six.
Oh, fuck.
Unless they mouth off. No, my eldest never believed in tooth fairy. He's like, nah, that's that. He just wants the money.
I didn't believe in it, but my daughter's, my daughter believes in everything. My sister actually believed on everything. She believed in the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy till she was 11 years old.
That's too late.
Dumbass.
And then, my mum as well, had to sit her down and go, darling, I just have to let you know the Tooth Fairy isn't real.
Wow.
And then she goes, so you lied to me. And then didn't speak to mum for like a week.
Fuck.
It was just full on. Anyway, hope my kids are okay.
But don't you, they just believe what you tell them, right?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You
yeah.
can manipulate it.
In school they find out.
But... I'm on the gala every year, so. Yeah.
Well, that's what 11, though, is too old, because then you're like going, oh, I've got to stop this before the kids find out and start bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt stupid at 7 when I realized Santa was fake, so. Yeah.
Right.
11's
pretty
way
old.
I knew, but my older brother was like, don't tell mum because then you'll stop getting presents. Then we'll all stop getting presents. And so I was like,
We had St. Nicholas, which is Dutch Santa.
Get to put like an orange in a shoe the night before?
Yeah, put a shoe.
That sounded really racist.
Yeah.
No, it's true. You had to put a shoe there. And then the night, St. Nicholas would come past with his horse and his black helpers and black feet. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
But more of my friends would come over, and I remember my friends like, yeah, we're staying the night at Ben's. This is why. He goes, you put your shoe out, you get your present, some Dutch fucked up shit. And I was like, oh yeah, cool.
That's right.
Great. Wow.
There's a comedian in Perth who's on Breakfast Radio, and he only started maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he let slip, he just, whatever, and they were talking about Christmas, and he said something about, you know, I found out Santa wasn't real when I was 8.
Yeah.
And that was like, he said death threats.
Yep.
He said like people, like the most complaints the radio station has ever gotten. He thought he was going to lose his job.
Yeah.
Like apparently like the worst thing you can do.
That's
on radio.
That's 101, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was doing Breakfast Radio, the guy who was paneling, he said it as well. He said, oh, you know, when your mum and dad, is Santa, and then both me and Alicia, who was also on, was like, oh yeah, but if you don't believe, you don't receive. That's this,
right?
Yeah. And just went in, and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know, here's some Nick Cave.
Yeah.
All right, so question 6: for the real world I'm a 6, but for a podcaster I'm a solid 7.5.
Mike.
Yes, Mike
Vernell.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Which, you're being generous.
Question 7. If you never had a crush on an auntie or a cousin, you're lying to me.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Nat.
You are correct, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was it, Nat? What auntie?
What?
What auntie or cousin?
From memory, this was a retweet from a friend of mine.
No, this is you, mate.
This is
you.
How old? Absolutely not. No way.
Yeah.
What's the oldest that you can be before you realize incest is wrong?
I feel like any number I say is going to be wrong.
Yeah, there's no right answer.
That's a trap.
But, have you ever had a dream where you've like fucked a cousin or something?
Okay. Nah.
Room is clearly divided.
No, I had one where I had a dream that I had sex with my cousin on a washing machine, and it just made me feel really uncomfortable to wash clothes.
You really took the heat off, Nat.
Yeah, nice. Wow. Wow.
I have a dream I fuck your cousin all the time.
Question 8. I really hope recent events force my dad to stop referring to his constipation as the kids are trapped in the cave.
Nat.
I heard Nat first.
Goldstein?
You are correct. Yeah. Point Nat's off the board. Yeah.
Legit joke from the old man.
Good. Good joke. You post something today. It was very funny. Your old man did as well, which was opening up a sauce packet.
Oh, this was, we were at the Hotman Cup in Perth watching the tennis, and he had never seen the Australian style of sauce packet that you crack, right? So he twisted, and it just burst all over this kid's white t-shirt sitting in front of him.
Oh.
And the kid didn't notice it, and I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so fucking hard. And everyone behind us, we're in the stadium, everyone behind us saw it, and like everyone was laughing. Like this poor dumb kid had no idea. And eventually like it soaked through to his skin, and he started like reaching back and like trying to figure out. My dad felt so bad. He went and bought him like a Roger Federer shirt for $50 or
something. If he walked away from that, he's like, did a bird just period on my back? Like, how do you solve that one?
Yeah, my old man, he's a good enough dude. He went and bought him an overpriced Federer t-shirt. No. So yeah, good on him.
How long did he wait until he told him?
Well, until the kid noticed. Like, until it seeped through. and he like, you know, was trying to figure out what was going on. But fuck, it was great. Yeah.
Next question, another act out. You, I'm annoyed that you keep appropriating dad culture. Me, hi, annoyed that you keep appropriating dad culture. I'm dad.
Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Vernell?
You are correct. Yes, another point there.
It's only because it was me.
Lopez, you just off the fucking table. What was the last tweet from Lomas?
Yeah.
Was there?
I started a podcast with Dylan Jai Singer, and I told you do the tweets, I'll do Instagram, and then I was like, no, I'll get onto my Twitter feed.
Hey mate, there's one more question left. Oh, okay. let's not give away what it could be.
This is a tweet. This check out Fitbit with Lomas.
Here we go.
Strap our last Fitbit question for the round. I wonder who it could be. All caps. I love squash.
Mike. Lomas.
Yes,
you're great. Oh, yes.
I love it. Squash, everyone.
Very
That's
good.
The whole tweet. I love squash.
That was it. There was a photo as well.
Okay.
Of him playing squash.
Okay, that's vegetable. I'm obsessed.
Me and Lomas share an office space, and I never see him in there, but every time I go in there, he's nailed another squash racket to the wall.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's kind of decorating.
I've decorated. I started collecting vintage squash rackets.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, because I've got too much time on my hands. I don't know. I like it. I find it soothing. And I've become obsessed with squash. So I just, I don't know. I like looking at them. They inspire me to write mediocre comedy.
I've played one game of squash, and it was when I slipped a disc in my back, and I've never played again.
Yeah, don't blame you. Do not blame you. Oh, I've got blisters all over my feet, but I can't stop.
Oof. Get better shoes.
No, I don't actually need to get...
At the end of the round, the scores are Nat on 1 point, Vanel on 2 points, Lomas on 3 points, but in the lead on 4 points is Mike Goldstein.
Goldstein, very nice.
Very nice. Cheated with that Lomas one. That was,
All right, this round is called Fitter, Happier, More Productive. Now, new round, same rules though. Now, because today we have, from the Fitbit podcast, Ben Lomas, I thought we'd talk about our own fitness experiences, or one person's in particular. And today we're talking about a young Mike Goldstein, who, at his local gym, whenever there was a certain person on the front desk, Mike would turn around and not go to the gym that day. But why did he do that? Was it A, Mike was once trying to take a photo of a dude in the gym who was a cockhead and his trainer caught him, or this trainer caught him? Mike made an excuse that the guy looked like his friend and he was just sending it to them, but he could tell the trainer wasn't buying it. Every time Mike saw them after that, he felt guilty. B, Mike shat himself at the gym, and after cleaning himself up, got caught by this employee throwing his shitty underwear in the bin. Or was it C, this trainer would go around everyone and yell slogans at them like, just do it, or pain is temporary. And Mike just isn't into that kind of bullshit. A, B, or C, you can ask him as many questions as you want to try and get the right answer. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. You don't have to answer altogether. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Now, this might sound like it answers itself, but why did the personal trainer in scenario A look like a cockhead?
Well, he was... I was intimidated by his hunkiness. He was the low-cut kind of singlet look at
low
the gym.
On all sides.
When you
pecs
can see
out.
Nipples,
yeah.
That's outrageous, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was, again, you know, made me question everything.
So how have you ever gone into any gym, if that's enough to...
Well, the bad thing was he worked there. And so, you know, like you see general douches all the time at a gym.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Oh, so I never learned his name because I didn't want to, you know, have the fantasy be that specific. I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember his name. Okay.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Where do you put a name badge on a little spaghetti strap? Fucking
he probably
singlet.
Had it tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, true. Mm. Actually, low on the tattoos. There was a tribal one that I can remember, but there wasn't like a big no fear tattoo on his neck or a no fear.
That was his name.
He was wearing Mr. a bad. He was wearing a bad boys t-shirt.
Yeah, and he would always wear JNCO jeans
and a poo shooter bum bag.
Oh yes.
I have a question about B. Now, shitting yourself. Yeah. What did you eat the night before?
Oh, wow. That's a fascinating question.
Ben's just trying to bring it back to food.
Of course. I'm going to say something rich, something, obviously I would have probably done a gig, so it would have been a late night feed.
Yeah.
I'll probably kebab or even, even curry based.
Because you said you shat yourself in the gym. Was it
More of a shart. Not like a full.
Okay, yeah.
So was it like, do you think it was food caused, or did you just like bench press too hard?
Well, it was a mix. It was a confluence of circumstances.
It always is. Yeah. It always is.
It always is. Yeah.
But you strike me as a man who would buy expensive brand of underwear. Was it difficult to...
Do I?
Do you remember, was it an expensive pair of boxer shorts or briefs?
So you're saying, was it difficult to throw them away?
Yeah.
Well, it was more difficult to shit in them. That was what ruined me.
Was it really that hard? Like, I'm sure.
Well, no, it was obviously, I wasn't trying.
It was emotionally hard.
Yeah, it was emotionally devastating.
Was it on a particular, like, do you remember where did you do it in the gym?
Bench press.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, and now why is the third answer the correct answer?
Because same dude, spaghetti strap, singlet. Would run around yelling, you know, you got this. And
you
one
tried
more.
To shit yourself, and he still came around you.
Still every time. Yeah.
Did you
there.
Have a go at him though? Like I had to leave a boxing class because of one of those guys.
Oh really?
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
Because I don't think everyone just silently stews in their. Really? Yeah. People speak up at a gym. I've never seen anyone speak up at a gym and be like, "You're being too loud."
Also, most people at the gym have headphones on. Yeah. Like saying anything to them is just going, "Well, what's that?" And they take their headphones off.
Well, this is the one I did was a circuit training one where you do, and then so there's like three gym guys, and this one guy just kept going. He's like, "You can do it. You can get better." I said, "Mate, it is 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Look, just go other people. Just don't go me." He goes, "Don't be a quinner. I believe in you." And I was like, "Back away. Just back away."
Yeah, but you get the extreme. Even if you're wearing headphones, the people that grunt super loud or, you know, or like doing deadlifts and just screaming and it's you hear it through no matter what headphones or noise canceling shit you're wearing.
It's the guys who drop the weight to let everyone know that I lifted this.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, any more questions?
I think I'm satisfied.
I'm pretty happy with my stance.
Yeah, right. Everyone knows what they're locking in?
Yeah, that's
all right. Ben Lomas, what are you locking, A, B, or C?
We're going to lock in A.
A for Ben, so he was got caught taking a photo. Nat?
I'm going to say, knowing you, I think you give up quite easily. So I think C.
C?
Yeah, you would just be like, fuck this, I'm out. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely C.
I'm C too. I just want to go something different.
Yeah, fair.
The correct answer was B. He shat himself. So 3 points there for Mike.
Well done.
That's it. Whoever thought a shart would come back to help me out. Win at something.
I had you pegged for a quitter, not a shitter.
No. Yes. No. It was a rough day.
So you're in the toilets, you're washing them off.
Yeah.
He walks in.
I got them off, and then like I was trying to scurry from the cubicle to the bin and, you know, just holding my shart filled underwear, and then when I got him into the bin, I looked up and he was staring at me and like, what other reason are you throwing underwear out for? Then you've just
I've had enough. I've just been working my glutes. They don't fit anymore. They don't fit.
Yeah, they just tense and they just separate.
And he was at the desk a lot, and I did leave because I just didn't want to fucking face.
Yeah.
But it was a chain. It was fitness first or shitness first.
Very good.
But I could just go to a different fitness first. So eventually I just started driving an extra 5 minutes to the next branch.
God. At the end of the round, the scores are Nat still on 1 point. Ben Vanell's on 2 points. Ben Lomas still on 3 points. But in the lead now on 7 points.
Oh.
It's Mike Goldstein.
Right,
we're going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. All right, this round is called Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. A lie, you think nah. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So ask them as many questions as you want to try and get the right answer. Okay, so to Goldstein. When Lomas was a town planner, he once signed off on a building of a childcare centre right next door to an abattoir. The centre closed down after 2 months because the smell was too much, and the childcare centre tried to sue the council. Yeah or nah?
All right, so I don't ask questions. I could
yeah,
just,
go for it. Okay. Ask questions.
So run me through it. There's an abattoir next door, right? And they tried to shut it down. Sorry, I got the. I want Lomas to.
There was an abattoir, and there was a property next door. Yeah. So it was an old office building. They turned that. They wanted to turn that into a childcare centre.
Yeah.
And they had an outdoor bit, and I approved it all, but I didn't notify anyone else, and the people there didn't realise that next door was an abattoir.
Right.
And so once the childcare started. Going, there was the kids' outdoor bit, and they could hear animals die.
Fuck.
Fuck.
So we're talking like wholesale slaughter of cows and pigs, and
yeah, no, it was mostly pigs.
I don't. Is any pigs. Like half abattoirs?
Yeah. Yeah. So like, we're branching out into tofu.
There's, you know, vegan abattoirs.
I don't. I'm gonna say.
Because I feel like there would be some code violations with having an abattoir right next to something. You couldn't follow through with it. Like it wouldn't
no,
be built.
No, it was all in an industrial 3-zone.
Yeah?
So it counts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Center in an industrial 3-zone.
Yeah, because it's a place of assembly.
Were you kind of a slumlord? This sounds like slumlord.
Well, that was interesting because then across the road I approved an adult entertainment facility where, wait for it, was a strip club, but it was a strip club with only private rooms.
What the fuck?
Because there was the one in Northcote. When I was living in Northcote, there was the one there. It was like a daycare center downstairs, and upstairs was a strip club.
Yeah. All right, so it's strip club, abattoir, childcare center.
Yeah.
You're like the Biff Tannen. In the darkest timeline.
Yeah. Old Geelong Road, Hovers Crossing, respect.
I don't know. You did well there. Still, I'm going to say nah.
You are correct, yes.
Oh,
yes. But based on a fair bit of truth.
Yeah.
So you did sign off on a...
I did sign off. I did approve it. They didn't sue the council, but I did approve it. And then there were just a lot of complaints.
Right.
Because they were like, how could you approve this? And I was like, look, it's out of my hands. Right? You know what I mean? Like, they still decided to do it. But then they had to put all this noise proofing and everything in there so the kids... Because you could hear some serious screaming.
Wow.
Jesus.
But that was one of many Lomas signature mistakes. There's just so many.
Doing with the kids, this little pea you went to market. Oh, there he is.
It's just amazing some of the stuff that has my signature next to it.
Right.
there's one guy who bought a house off the plans, and it was next to, which was planned to be a retirement village. Right, and then what developers do is then it's like, you know, it's, you can residential, and then once they start developing it, they change what was supposed to be a retirement village, and they just change it and put just normal residential. If it's normal residential, they can put a Macca's on there.
Oh.
Now, we know this guy has just gone there, bought the house, wants to put his mother in there, and then just comes to the council and goes, hey, buddy, they're building a Macca's next door. I thought it was a retirement village. I was like, oh, yeah, no, they changed it. He goes, see what you're telling me? It's on fire. Welcome to development.
All right, so to Lomas.
Oh, yeah.
Once Nat was asked to leave David Jones because, according to them, there was nothing there in his price range. So the next day, Nat went to Gucci, asked for a bag, put an old gym towel in it, went back into David Jones and did his own version of the Pretty Woman huge mistake scene. Yeah or nah?
Oh. See, I can see you doing this. So which store did they turn you down?
Pardon?
Which store did you go into? They said
David Jones.
Oh, so it was David Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. And the one in Melbourne or the one in Perth?
No, this was back in Perth.
Okay, yeah. And you were shopping around. Did they actually come up to you and ask?
Yeah. I was in the Ralph Lauren section.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
Looking for a polo?
Yeah, looking for a nice little polo. I asked if they had asked if they had it in a medium, which is my size.
Yeah.
And the guy was just like, Sorry, mate.
I'm seeing flaws in the story already. One, I can't imagine you wearing a polo. Two, medium. Come on, mate.
I'm a medium.
Yeah, you're really
I'm actually
medium,
yeah.
Okay, let's see the back of the collar here.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, shit.
Go on.
Wow.
Yeah, story
yeah.
checks.
Yeah, there he is.
All right.
Okay, so Gucci. Okay, so you go to Gucci, you buy the bag.
No, I asked them for the bag.
Just the bag. So you just told them the story. Oh, so this is in the same department.
No. Gucci's a different store. Like, it's not in the David Jones.
Oh, so but did you pay for the bag?
No.
So
it's like a shopping bag.
It was just a bag.
Not like a leather Gucci bag.
No.
I thought it was a leather Gucci bag. No, comedy career's going great. I was like, yeah, just drop $2,000 on a handbag and off you go.
Just one of the luxury looking like shopping bags.
Right. So when you walked back in, what did they say? When you walked back in with the Gucci bag?
Oh, I walked back in and the guy who was working there the day before wasn't there. So I just
Pretty
walked up to
woman.
The I just walked, So I just walked up to the woman that was working there now.
Yeah.
And I just said, "Hey, this is what your staff did yesterday. You guys made a big mistake. You don't know who the fuck I am.
You've made a powerful enemy.
Yeah, you've made a huge enemy of yourself."
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did it feel good?
Oh, it felt great. Yeah.
Did you tweet about it? I would have retweeted it.
I most definitely tweeted about it.
Did you boil your cum before or after?
Okay, cool. I'm going to have to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. Point there for that.
Huge
move.
Yeah.
Huge move.
Was it polos?
No, it
polos.
It was a polo like sweater type deal that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Very, it's blue. It was very blue. I liked it very much. And you could tell the guy was just like a dick.
Yeah,
straight from the go. Like cashmere sweater, yeah. Like boat shoes in the middle of winter, like three scarves all at once.
And you didn't
once.
Go in there?
Huh?
Did you go in?
Oh, I was very young. I was...
Yeah, how old?
Oh, this is like, I think I would have just turned 18. Yeah.
Still into your aunties and cousins at that
point?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because I was... Like, when I read this story, I'm like, okay, so one, what an absolute cockhead.
Mm. Yeah.
And two, he's working in a department store. What the fuck does he care? Like, if you in his shop or not? He's just, like, he doesn't get a cut of everything he sells. Like, just fucking... serve people.
Well, I went back the day after with the Gucci bag and the towel, but then a week later I went back when he was working and I just bought the sweater that I liked and I still have that at home. So I was like,
Sweet. So I'll put there for Nat. Okay, so it's Nat. Now, Vanel once picked up a girl. The end, no. Vanel once...
Incorrect. Guys, that's
come
enough.
On. I'm not a virgin, okay? So he once picked up a girl and went back to her house only for it to be completely empty. No furniture, no crockery, no cutlery, nothing. They slept on the floor using Ben's jumper as a pillow. Yeah or nah?
Hmm. When, how long ago was this?
It was about 18.
Oh, okay. So this was quite a while ago. And she moved out, like moved into her own place, or this was at her parents' place? Or?
It was a place she'd just moved out of, yeah.
Still she had, just still moved
had,
out of?
Yeah, still right. had the keys though.
Okay, yeah. Right.
So and she wasn't a minimalist?
No, no.
She was squatting.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. But still had the keys. I don't know how that works.
All right.
But yeah.
So you were 18.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
I don't know. I met her at a bar.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you think she was
over 18?
Over 18.
Well, I think older than me, yeah. Like, I didn't have a house when I was 18, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can take it back to your place.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it had
right.
to be hers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the process of moving out.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for a second.
You say nah?
So there was nothing in the house. No furniture, no crockery, nothing. House was completely empty.
Completely empty.
And she was living alone.
Yeah.
There was no housemates.
No, it was empty.
In Melbourne?
Yes, it was in Melbourne.
Whereabouts in Melbourne?
It was in Kensington, I think, from memory. It was a long time ago, as I said.
Okay, right. Yeah.
You've got,
used your jumper as a pillow? Is that what the story? Yeah, you, okay.
Because so there was nothing in the apartment.
I'll let you still worked in, but yeah, I still got laid, bro. Yes. So that's the whole point of the pillow.
Yeah. So you did get laid, though.
No, no.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah.
She didn't get the Drupal.
So what do you reckon, Nat? You gonna, yeah or no?
I'm going to go with nah.
You are incorrect. Oh. It was true. A point there for Ben Vanel.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want me to tell the rest of that story, Josh?
Oh,
we were making out and she vomited on the sweater. So the pillow was gone.
Thing.
The one thing. Yeah. And no, I did not consummate that relationship.
So but why was the house completely empty?
She was living there with like a boyfriend. They broke up. Still hadn't given the keys back. I lived way out of the city when I was that young. I was out in Sassafras. And so
Where's that?
Mount Dandenong. So
wow.
The hills.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not going home with her to my house. And yeah, it was the only option. And boy, was it a bad one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so to Vanel. Now, Mike recently did a gig as part of a lineup show for a group of hearing impaired people where they provided an Auslan interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
The gig was going fine, except one of the performers started doing a whole bunch of impressions, which even though they did sound like the people that he was impersonating, for about 75% of the crowd was just the interpreter signing famous lines from Star Wars or Schwarzenegger films. Mike says that it's up there with one of the funniest and dumbest things he's ever seen. Yeah or no? All
right.
Oh, my God. All
right. So who was the act? Who was the impressionist?
I'll say it was Jim. Do you know that dude? He's New York based now, but he's from Perth originally. Nat would know who he is. Yeah. And he does the impressions are lame, but he's okay at them, I guess. They're pretty good. But this was painful.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So this was a while ago?
No, it was a few months ago in Perth.
Oh right. So yeah. Just when you were back there. So he's still doing Schwarzenegger, he's still doing
Man, he's been doing the same impressions since the 90s.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Look, that doesn't strike me as incorrect about an impressionist. That yeah. seems to be yeah. that's the style.
He closes still with De Niro buying a chocolate bar. It's fucking amazing.
Oh Lord. Okay. So I just want this to be true because it's so funny. I'm just going to say, yeah.
You are incorrect. It was another point there for Goldstein.
That is just the... So you thought that up.
Yeah. I thought that up. Now
that is freaking hilarious.
Wow.
So
thanks.
Good.
Wow.
It's a great sketch.
It is a really good sketch.
Yeah.
It's a good end of a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
But just the idea of having, like, if you were to do that, they'd have to, would they then try and put on the face? Oh.
Like God. De Niro doing the face. At the end of that round, the scores are Nat on 2 points, Lomas on 3 points, Vanel on 3 points, but in the lead on 9 points is Mike Goldstein.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I got to sharp more often.
Our next round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in and say who it is. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. The only round you can lose points. Here we go. Question one. Who in year 9 used to write erotica and sell it to his classmates at school?
Mike. Now,
I heard Mike first.
Lomas.
No, it was Nat Demeanor. Went off.
That was the only person who didn't buzz in.
I didn't hear. I thought it was Nat's voice.
But yeah, no, I found an online forum where people were just posting like erotica
about their auntie. Yep.
And I started writing my own, and I just started giving them out to my.
How much were you making?
I was charging $5 a page.
Nice.
And it was always, yeah.
How many pages?
I was like, it was typed up, so it was like small font.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big page. And it was almost always like a babysitter.
Yeah.
But also, all your friends at school would have had the internet. Why didn't they just look
at it? Oh, well, it was like, this was like some people's internet was unreliable when it was down.
I
want
to get into the mind of Nat and see what's going on.
Yeah. Wow.
And did you put it like in a Gucci bag and stuff?
Yeah. $5 a page.
No. I boiled my cum and dripped out of it. I used it as the ink.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one page because they're all stuck together. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a lot of 2-for-1 deals. Yeah.
Do you still do it now?
No. Well, I mean,
can you give us a story? Give us a story.
Oh, yeah.
Is your wife checking your tent history? Have you got a story?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I haven't done it in so long.
Oh,
I mean,
come on. It's always there. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like fucking a bike.
It was a quiet afternoon at David Jones.
Okay, next question. Who was caught in an airport with hash on them?
Vanel.
Yes, Vanel.
Lomas.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, of course it was Lomas.
Famous weed smoker.
Yeah, okay. It's on the record.
Your 21st birthday?
Yeah, 21st birthday. I was coming back from Amsterdam, and I was going through customs, and a dog came up and started sniffing at my bag, and I did that thing where I just went, I just had a piece of orange. I know about customs, you know, all good. And he went, mate, this is a drug, dogs, get fucked. Then he walked away, and then I was saying to some tourists behind me, I was like, oh, no, not all Australians like this. You know, we're actually easygoing. And then the scariest thing I've ever seen, the dog broke off the lead, ran straight back to my bag, jumped on, and just went, rah, 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 you're fucked.
So how'd you get out of it?
Well, no.
Did you do 10
years? No, because then we had to get through. Then I was escorted by two security guards. Yeah. Then I had to go through, not the green door, the red door. I went through the special door. Then they went through all my stuff, right? And they found a cigarette packet where I did have hash in it. And they were like, that's what the dog smelled. And so we were all becoming best friends. They said, look, we have to go through the rest of the stuff. They get through my magazine. They flip it open. And what comes out like a leaf? A grab bag with like a little bit of hash in it. And I've gone, you've got the right to remain silent. Anything you have to say will be used. And I just thought, fuck, how did I not smoke that? Yeah. And then, yeah. And then I had to have like, full body cavity search. Whoa. And then, they wrote me out a $5,000 fine.
Ooh. Yeah,
that was brutal. Happy 21st!
Next question. Who here tried to steal a whole deck from a skate shop by shoving it down his jeans?
Nat. Vanel.
Yes, Nat.
Vernell.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was Goldstein.
Damn,
that scene did that.
Yeah.
It was in the days of the JNCO jeans. Was that a thing in Australia?
But big baggy jeans.
No, the massive.
Yeah. The ones that just obviously looked like tents by the time they got to the ankles. Yeah. And I tried to steal a skate deck from a place called Cosmic Slop.
Nice.
The local the local skate shop.
You're nice. A professional in Cosmic Slop. Isn't that on your LinkedIn as well, Ben?
And not realizing that once the deck was in my pants, I couldn't bend my leg anymore. So I had to limp out like a goddamn pirate. And the shop assistant eventually like gave chase, but I saw him coming and I threw it under a car, ran around the corner, but it was banned for life from Cosmic Slop. Yeah.
Right. Okay, who as a teenager once got chased down by a 50-year-old man because they were throwing rocks on his roof?
Ben.
Yes, Ben Lomas.
Ben.
Yes, you are correct. It was Ben. Yes.
Very confident.
Yes, very confident.
I'm a little bad boy.
How recent was this?
This was younger than that time I hooked up with the girl who vomited on my jumper. Right. It's like 15 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And did he catch you?
Yeah.
What happened when he caught you?
He was really mad.
Okay.
He was like, don't do that again.
Oh, that was okay. You just got chastised.
Yeah. He didn't beat the shit out of me.
Do kids still rock roofs? That used to be a big thing when I was growing up.
That's what we were doing, man.
Rock some roofs.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
We used to roll oranges across the street and watch cars.
The Dutch and
them.
Their oranges. Yeah.
We're all the same.
Okay. Next question. Who here, according to a lot of comedians, is very good at FIFA?
Vanel.
Yes, Vanel.
Is that Nat?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is Nat.
Yeah. I think I just knew that.
Yeah.
It's one of your special talents.
It is. One of few.
Did you play the tournament this year with all the other comedians?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, I came third. I got robbed in the semi-final.
Oh. Who beat you?
Mitch Garling.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Sydney fella.
I was going to say from Scotland. I know we're comedians.
Next question. Who used to tend bar at weddings and once got the mother of the bride so drunk she projectile vomited everywhere during the speeches?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Oh, I was going to say Nat.
No, it was Mike Goldstein.
You
bastard!
Yes.
You
take it. Can I just look?
I got to win this. I've never won one of these.
Oh, yeah.
He's better than me. He faked me. He went in and went for the leader.
Yeah.
So how drunk did you get it? Like, was it?
All right. So she was. She kept coming up to the bar, and she had that classic kind of old lady red wine face, where it's just that purple circle. Yeah. And she was swaying, and the father of the bride came up, and he was like, "Look, you got to cut her off. Like, this is getting out of control." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." But then she kept coming up, and I was like, "Let's see how this plays out."
Wow.
So I kept giving her red wine, and then eventually she gets up at her table and tinks the glass with a fork. So mm-hmm. everyone stops mm-hmm. and turns around, and immediately she starts projectile vomiting all yes. over the fucking
so
table.
Great.
It was amazing. And then slumps back into her chair and just looks like she passes out, and everyone's horrified.
Yeah.
And you just hear this one slow clap from the bar. For the best speech I've ever seen.
Next question. Who once had a teacher thank them for making them want to quit teaching?
Vanel.
Yes, Vanel.
Lomas.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
Yeah. It just seems like a Lomas kind of thing to do.
It was brutal. It was a maths teacher that came up to me years later and said, look, thank you so much. You're the reason why I quit teaching.
Wow.
Because in year 10, she was filling in for another teacher and she just couldn't control the class and she couldn't control it. And I was sitting at the front and I just said to her, it's not working out, is it? And she went, what? I was like, you've got no control. And she's like, no, don't talk to me like that. And then she tried to get, I was like, this is embarrassing.
Oh.
You need to stop. And then I stood up. I said, everyone, listen, just think about what you're doing, and sat down.
Fuck.
Jesus.
I just went for it. And she had just had tears in her eyes. Oh, and it was just,
Was she like first year out, or was it?
Yeah, it was like a couple of years out, and you could tell she didn't like it, and I just went for the kill. Got a B plus still.
In year 9, me and a friend disrupted a class so much and made the teacher yell so hard she had to quit after the second term to have surgery on her throat because she yelled so much.
Fuck. I don't know. My partner's a teacher. I don't know how people do it. It is the hardest job, and they should get less holidays.
All right, next question. Who once had an ambulance called for them at a house party after they drank an entire bottle of tequila, only for the ambulance to come and take another party goer instead of them?
Mike. Nat.
Yeah, I heard Mike first.
Brunel.
Yes, you are. Right. Come on, guys. You fucking idiot.
You're the free boy.
I should have buzzed in. So you've passed out drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they come and there's another person passed out.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like the one time I ever drank a whole bottle of spirits at once, and this other guy drank a liter bottle of vodka, and so they took him instead. My friends carried me into a room, banged my head on the door frame on the way in. I've never had a worse hangover.
It's the equivalent of those guys who walk up a block from where the taxi rank is to get the taxis to come past. That's what happened there. All right, and our final question for the game. Who did a gig for men's mental health in a shed where the men were told that after the comedy, a woman was going to come out and do a vegetable show?
Vanel.
I heard Vanel first.
Oh.
Nat.
Yes.
I finally got a free point.
Yeah. Fuck, that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Man.
It was my 18th birthday, and the week before my mom was like, on your birthday, we're going to have a party. And then 2 days before, somebody called me and they're like, hey, do you want to do this gig 4 hours inland in Southern Cross? Oof. I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
So how many guys are in the room?
So it was 140. Yeah. 140
men.
That's
all right. At least there's people there.
Yeah. It was 140 men, and they had like a 1 hour seminar on mental health, basically just don't kill yourself.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then afterwards, they're like, here's some comedy. Oof. And everyone just stood up the back just drinking beers. There's like seats put out and nobody was sitting down.
Was it just you, or was there other comics?
It was me. There was other comedians as well.
Yeah.
And all the guys basically stayed because they were told the skimpy was going to do a veggie show.
Brutal.
There is so much wrong with
this. Yeah.
It's just, I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself, but watch these guys die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
After the show,
half the reason you're probably struggling is because of your relationship. We're going to go look at some
random things. Yeah.
After the show was over, they were like, sorry, guys, the stripper's not going to do a veggie show, and I've never seen a room full of people quickly want to kill themselves more.
The veggie show!
Yeah, I've never heard it called a veggie show. Yeah.
Veggie We're talking show. About Ready, Steady, Cook, right? Capskins.
Oh, no. I mean, that's what they called it. They're like four hours in there.
Oh, no, it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. If you're listening and you don't know what a veggie show is, then grow
they
up,
rolled
you fucking
out
nerd.
Someone in a comatose state, and then she just fucking dry humps it.
At the end of the game, the scores are Nat Demeanor on 1 point. Yeah, go for Nat, yes. Ben Lomas on 3 points.
Man.
Ben Vanel on 7 points. But our winner on 9 points is Mike Goldstein.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, Goldstein.
Well done.
Thank you.
Because you win, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. So you got your podcast, The Phone Hacks.
Yeah, listen to The Phone Hacks podcast. It's where fellow comedian Nick Capper and I swap phones and go through each other's Google search history, notes, giraffe tweets, or camera roll. And it has been devastating.
Extremely funny.
Yeah,
extremely
and we hack each other's socials and, you know, tweet whatever we want from each other's accounts or Facebook posts and Instagram. It's yielded some pretty brutal results. I think Capper's family has disowned him at this point. So, yeah, listen into The Phone Hacks.
Great. Ben?
Filthy Casuals is a podcast I do with Adam Knox and Tommy Dasilow. It's comedy about video games.
Yes.
Look it up.
And you're doing a live show, right?
Yes, we are. Thank you for reminding me, Josh.
Can I ask, at the live show, is there a veggie show?
There's definitely a lot of depressed men.
No, that's for the Patreon payers.
September 15th, 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. Tickets at filthycasuals.com.au.
Sweet. Nat, where can people find and see you?
They can see me doing gigs all around Melbourne. If not, walk into your South Yarra Guzmani Gomez. I'll make you a burrito.
Hell yeah.
And also, you're on Twitter, you are at Nat Demena.
At Nat Demena. At Instagram, LinkedIn, MySpace.
Very good.
Ask FM, Snapchat, whatever you want.
Ben Lomas.
Yes, I do a podcast as well with Do It Jai Singer called Fitbit. New episode out with Emily Tahini, which is very funny. But yeah, if you ever want to listen to two fat guys talk about losing weight.
Not so fat anymore.
Yeah, not so fat. You know, since the start of the year, combined we've lost a total of 45 kilograms.
Oof. Do you notice I didn't say not fat anymore? Just not so fat.
come check it out. It's
very
great.
Fun. It's good. It's a really good
really
podcast.
Enjoyed doing it. And then it's at Ben Lomas Comic on all the social medias, especially Twitter.
I love squash. Just another reminder that you can support the podcast by joining the Patreon, patreon.com/dykwia. And also the live shows start in exactly 1 month. From today at the Catfish, going all every Sunday for the next 7 weeks after that, September 16, all the way through to October 28. Hopefully, I'll see you there. Till next time, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Good shit.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.